When morning came, Bellman was kneeling on the patched and sloping porch, arranging the bags and bundles he was taking with him. Why, asked Bess, was he taking her mother's blouse? Elsie's pink and white striped blouse lay across Bellman's big hands as he considered which bag to put it in. For the same reason, Bess, that I'm taking her thimble and her knitting needles.
And why is that?
Bellman hesitated. He looked at his hands.
Because she does not need them anymore, and I do.
He told her then about the Indians, how fond he'd heard they were, the men and the women both, of pretty pieces of clothing and useful metal items. One of them would be very attracted to her mother's blouse, others to her long steel knitting needles and her copper thimble. They would give him all sorts of things in return that he would need in the course of his journey.
What kind of things?
Bellman shrugged.
Food? Maybe a new horse if I need one? The knowledge of how to do things and which way it will be best for me to go.
Bess looked at him gravely and nodded.
Perhaps they can tell you where to look?
Exactly.
He showed her then a tin chest full of trinkets that would go with him along with her mother's things. Bess looked inside and saw that it was full of buttons and beads and bells, some fish hooks and some tobacco and scraps of ribbon and pieces of copper wire and a pile of handkerchiefs, a few short lengths of colored cloth, and small fragments of mirror glass. Bess said she hoped the Indians would be pleased with them, and Bellman said he hoped so too. He would write to her, he said, and whenever he could, he'd give the letters to traders or travelers who'd bring them back east to somewhere like St. Louis or St. Charles and send them on.
Look, I even have a little inkwell here on a spike behind the lapel of my coat. I won't even have to stop to write you a letter. I can write to you from my saddle as I'm going along.